Good morning. Yesterday our question was, can an Avel sitting Shiva go to shul if he cannot get a minyan at home? And today we're going to expand the conversation to discuss leaving the base Ha'avel during Shiva to go to other types of mitzvah. So for example, the Torah talks about the Avel going out to go to a bris milah, not of his own son. That would be permitted, but for somebody else's bris milah. So the Torah says as follows, Eino yotze mipesach beiso afilu ledvar mitzvah kegon lemilo kiyotze bo. The Torah says that the Avel cannot leave his house, the beis Avel, even for a mitzvah, and for example, going to a bris milah and other similar things. So this is a global concept that he should not be going out to do mitzvahs. Now the Tshuvas HaRosh addresses the following question. Somebody asked the Rosh, but an Avel is obligated in all types of mitzvahs in the Torah. Chaya b'chol ha-mitzvahs amurus b'Torah. So why isn't there a chiyuv to go out, or at least a permit to go out, when somebody has a bris milah going on? So the Rosh explains as follows, that an Avel is obligated in all mitzvahs asay, all positive mitzvahs shibigufa, that relate to him and his body. It's an individual personal obligation. For example, putting on tzitzis, putting on tefillin, or doing a bris milah to his own son. But to go to somebody else's bris milah, or to go to somebody else's chuppah that's getting married in order to hear the brachas, in order to do gemilus chasadim, to do chesed to those, to the chasen kala, or the father or the baby who's having a bris milah, for that, ein lo latzed mebesach beisul, the Avel is not permitted to leave for purposes of those other mitzvahs that are not a personal obligation that he has. And in fact, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that an Avel during the first week when he's sitting Shiva, he doesn't leave home even to hear the brachas at a chuppah, even to hear the brachas at a milah. That is not the type of mitzvah that the Avel is obligated to do. So continuing and building on that, the Hagos Ashri discusses, how about if the Avel is the mohel? So they call him mohel. He says yes, and it turns out, unfortunately, somebody passed away, and now he's sitting Shiva. So the Hagos Ashri divides up between, is it during the first 3 days of the Shiva or thereafter? So he says during the first 3 days, he can't go. That's a stricter period of time. The Avel has to stay home, and he doesn't leave for any purpose, for the most part. Emergency, maybe, but this isn't an emergency. Find another mohel. Ubishar hayami mispalo bebeso, for the rest of the days, in other words, after the first 3 days of the Shiva, he's permitted to go, but he would daven at home, and after davening, then he would go to the shul and go for the bris milah. That's the opinion of the Hagos Ashri. We'll see other opinions shortly, but the Hagos Ashri continues, how about if the Avel was asked to be the sandek? So he says when it comes to that, that's called the Baal Bris, is the sandek. He should daven at home, and only when they bring the child to the shul to have the milah, then he's permitted to go only for that person. He's not permitted to stay for the seuda, but he can go out and act as a sandek. Now the Beis Yosef gets back to our issue of how about if the Avel is the mohel. And in the Beis Yosef, he says as follows, Sheyetze lamul afilu toch shlosha yamim rishonim, that the Avel can go out even during the first 3 days. So not like the Hagos Ashri. The Hagos Ashri said during the first 3 days he can go, thereafter you can. The Beis Yosef says you can go even during the first 3 days, and even if there's another mohel available, still it's permitted to go and act as the mohel. The Ramah disagrees. He's like the Hagos Ashri. He says, toch shlosha lo yetze, if it's during the first 3 days, the Avel cannot go, ela im kein ein mohel acher b'yir, unless there is no other mohel in the city. So he is absolutely necessary. Then he's permitted to go during the first 3 days as well. And then the Ramah globalizes this, and it says, v'chein kol davar mitzvah, every mitzvah she'efshar lasos below Avel, that cannot be done without that Avel. He's the only person who can do it. Mutar lo latzeis the kaim es ha-mitzvah. Then, and only then, he'll be permitted to go and do the mitzvah. But if somebody else can do the mitzvah for him, then that other person indeed should do it, because the Avel should be staying home. Just to talk about one last mitzvah, Kiddush Levana. So Kiddush Levana has to be said outside. It cannot be said inside, even when looking out a window. It has to be said while we are under the heavens. So the Birkei Yosef says, Im ha-mitzvah overes, if he's not going to have the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana, if he waits until after the Shiva, Nira de Chayv Lekadesh Halavana Ve'af Latzeis Mipesach Beiso. It's an obligation to say Kiddush Levana, and he can leave his house to say Kiddush Levana, because after the Shiva, he won't have the opportunity. If he'll have the opportunity to say the Kiddush Levana after the Shiva ends, great, wait, and then say it after the Shiva ends, and then you can obviously leave your house. Now the Birka Yosef continues when he goes out and says the Kiddush Levana, Yachol Levarat Birkas Levana Biyachid, you're permitted Meikar Din to say it by yourself, so don't go to shul and say it with a minion. However, he does add on, Achi Meikalatzeis Balayla Laezitzorach, if this Avel is lenient and going out for other bona fide needs at night, if he has certain needs and it's permitted for him to go out at night, and he indeed is lenient and does go out at night, so same thing would apply that he should go and say the Birkas HaLevana with a minion, because he's the type of person who has a heter to go out anyway at night. But if he doesn't go out at night, then indeed he should not go out and say Kiddush Levana in a minion. Say it b'yachidus. You have to go out of the home, but don't make that effort to go and say it with minion. Just say it by yourself. Now the Gesher HaChaim says, Imikadesh HaLevana Shelo Yomar Bein Avtzibur. Somebody who is an Avel should not say it. He doesn't distinguish whether the person is going out for other reasons or not. When the person is an Avel, you have to go out and say Kiddush Levana. If you're saying the Kiddush Levana, say it not with a minion. Say it by yourself. And in addition, don't say Shalom Aleichem to others, and others certainly should not say Shalom Aleichem to the Avel, because he is not Shoroi B'Shalom. He is not somebody who has Shalom right now during the Shiva, and the Aruch HaShulchan qualifies this, and it says this concept of going out to say the Kiddush Levana, that's only going to apply if he's not going to be able to say the Kiddush Levana after the Shiva ends. However, if he is able to say the Kiddush Levana after the Shiva ends, wait until after the Shiva, and only thereafter should he go out and say the Kiddush Levana. Have a wonderful day.